بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وعن أبي ذر رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يصبح على كل سلامة من أحدكم صدقة فكل تسبيحة صدقة وكل تحميدة صدقة وكل تهليلة صدقة وكل تكبيرة صدقة وأمر بالمعروف صدقة ونهي عن المنكر صدقة ويجزئ من ذلك ركعتان يركعهما من الضحى رواه مسلم. Continuing in the chapter on Salatul Duha, the charged namaz, as we started yesterday, in this hadith narrated by Sayyidina Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiyallahu ta'ala an, it says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, every morning sadaqah, charity, is due on behalf of every joint of your body. We have 360 joints in our body, and for each joint in the body, one sadaqah is necessary. So charity is due on behalf of every joint of your body. Then Rasulullah explains, he says, every tasbih, we say every subhanallah, we say, that is charity. So in other words, if I read subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah 360 times, then I have fulfilled the sadaqah of every joint of my body. Likewise, he said, every tahmid, yani alhamdulillah, saying alhamdulillah, praising Allah, that is also regarded to be charity. Every tahleel, la ilaha illallah, that is also regarded to be charity. And every takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, this is also charity. And Rasulullah said, commanding good, amar bil ma'roof, that is also charity. Forbidding evil is also charity. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, however, two rakats of salah at mid-morning, that is called salatul duha, this suffices for all of this. In other words, one is a person can read 360 times subhanallah, or 360 times alhamdulillah, or la ilaha illallah, or Allahu Akbar. Or he commands people with good 360 times, prohibits evil 360 times. Because for each joint, there's 360 joints, for each joint, one sadaqah is necessary. But just by reading two rakats of salatul duha, charged namaz, then this suffices all the other deeds that has been mentioned, the tasbih, the takbir, the tahmid, the tahleel, just by reading two rakats of salatul duha. Allah Ta'ala grant all of us a tawfiq to read the Salatul Duha. It's something very beneficial for us. At a workplace, we have some time, we have offers, whoever it is, make wudu and two rakat of Salatul Duha. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي الضحى أربعا ويزيد ما شاء الله رواه مسلم. سيدنا عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها says رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم performed four rakat Salatul Duha, and he would increase as many more rakats that Allah Ta'ala willed at times. So we find minimum is two rakat salatul duha. If you read two rakat salatul duha, this is sufficient. However, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we find in this hadith that he read four rakat. So you can read two rakat, and you can read four rakat. You'll find the next hadith tomorrow or the next week we'll discuss inshallah, he read eight rakat. So ulama have said maximum till 12 rakat. From two rakat till 12 rakat salatul duha, a person can read. At least for us, let's start with two rakat salatul duha. And Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq li dhalika jami' amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.